Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Chartok. With Anthony Weiner gaining support in his run for New York City mayor and former South Carolina governor having been sworn in recently in his new role in Congress, today we want your take on political sex scandals and whether you care more about what a politician might be doing between the sheets or whether they share your views on issues and legislation. Weiner and Sanford aren't the only disgraced officials who have found new public life. How could we forget Bill Clinton's impeachment? He's now considered an international diplomat and a rock star of the Democratic Party. And by the way, I would add to that, I think that he left office the most popular president in history. Give us a call, 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. By the way, there's one phone. You can also post comments at the bottom of today's show page at the Vox Pop section of our website, WAMC.org. You go to WAMC.org, and at the bottom, you see the Vox Pop section, slash Vox Pop. So it's WAMC.org/Vox Pop. You can comment below today's Vox Pop wall post on your Facebook page, Facebook.com/WAMC Radio. And you can tweet your questions if you're a verb. No, you can tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop. And you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. For the most of you, you just got to do it at WAMC.org, the way you'd send an email. And, you know, we'll get it. And we'd love to see your things, whatever you have to say about the subject at hand. So there you go. Let's go to Warren and Pauling, 1-800-348-2551. I need you. I want you. I want everybody in on this. Warren, you're in.
How are you today, Alan?
Good, Warren. How you doing?
I'm good. I think we're very, very cynical, and regardless of what kind of social faux pas or whatever thing that they've done, we prefer to see it. We prefer to hear about it. And I think these disclosures and seeing these people out in front is something that reaches us on a level where we're thinking, well, you know, if someone's too clean, there's something very, very well hidden. I mean, everyone's got, you know, dark recesses in their background. And, you know, here's somebody who's going ahead and doing it, and we're kind of like, well, it's better the evil that we know than the one that we don't know.
So wait a second. So, Warren, are you saying that, in fact, this is beginning to work for people who have cheated?
I think so. I think because there's a general suspicion on the part of the public when we're looking at people who are running for office, because we know, you know, the things that we've done in the past and our friends and our family have done in the past, and everybody's got a story.
No.
And here you have somebody going ahead and running for office, and, you know,
they're like us. They're like us.
That's
well,
right.
You know, up to now, I would have thought you wrong, but there's Jack Kennedy. Remember, Adlai Stevenson, he runs for president, and he can't be elected because he's running against Eisenhower, but secondly, because he was divorced. Can you believe that? I mean, honest to God. Warren, very interesting that you think that. I hope you're right. I just don't know that you are. Thanks, Warren. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Bye. Let's go to Natalie in Coxsackie. Okay, Natalie, you're on.
Yes. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
There are lots of ways to look at it, I suppose, but I think essentially it definitely, to me, shows a lack of judgment. You know, it's certainly not good judgment, not to mention, you know, one would have to question the moral character of someone who, you know, has these kind of, not to say that, you know, everybody, I mean, certainly everyone's human, but nevertheless, you have to look at that, and we're supposed to be able to look up to our people who are governing. But the other thing that no one has ever mentioned that I've heard of is that when they, the thing with that Lopez fellow down there.
Yeah. They call him Gropez.
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Anyway, no one's ever talked about them repaying the taxpayer money that got used to pay off these people. And I think that's another thing that no one's ever even addressed, you know, in as far as retribution.
Natalie, can I ask you a question? And I hope you're not going to write me a letter afterwards and say I'm a bad guy. I got enough of those. But here's a question for you. Have you ever done anything in your life you would not like to see in the New York Times?
Well, certainly we all have. I'm not trying to be judgmental, you know, okay. but I do think that we. So I hope I didn't sound that way.
No. You're talking about morality and the rest of it. Half the country, more than half the country, who have been married or divorced, and we all know one of the good reasons for that. And we know that monogamy is not an easy thing for people to have, right? I mean, you know, it's the best system I think that we have. But on the other hand, I think a lot of people have experimented, have done something that they'd rather not know about, you know, that people know about the rest of it. So that's my only point.
And I think that's a point well taken. I mean, we're all human. But I do think you have to question someone's judgment. And if this person is going to be a leader, you know, that you have to look at that.
Well, Wiener was stupid. I mean, that was a stupid thing to do. I mean, you know, he took mugshots of himself in his underwear and his junk, as we say, and all the rest of it, sent that all around. That was just stupid. What in the world could anybody be thinking?
Exactly.
So you make a good point. And yet, number two, and coming up fast. You know what I mean? What happened to her?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Two, and is coming up in the polls fast.
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable to me.
Well, I didn't like him to begin with, but I like him a little bit more now. I don't know why. I think he's had a real dose of humility. I suppose that's it. Anyway, Natalie, thank you for your call. Appreciate it very, very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Now, look, folks, I need your help. This is the Vox Pop. I need everybody on the phone. And while I'm waiting for you to call, there's one person on the phone now. While I'm waiting for you to call, I want to mention that the fund drive starts Monday. Get ready. And that if you want to shorten the fund drive, go to the lockbox at WAMC.org. Put something in. We're talking about anything. $5, $10, $100. You put $100 in, you get one of those wonderful crank radios or anything else we have. Come on now, do it for us. Okay, let's go to Mark in Schenectady. Mark, you're on.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shartok.
And to you, sir.
One thing that people have to remember is that when you get married, whether it's a civil union or a religious wedding in a church or a synagogue or a mosque or wherever that ceremony is performed, you are swearing an oath of fidelity. And when a politician gets elected to any government office, they swear an oath to uphold the Constitution. If a person is incapable of following an oath that they have pledged to the person who they are marrying, I think it reflects poorly on their ability to follow through on their oath to protect the Constitution and uphold the laws of whatever jurisdiction they have been elected to represent. And that goes for President Clinton, that goes for the senator, I think it was, from South Carolina.
Stanford.
Stanford. Wiener, I don't think he's married, but...
He's very much married.
Oh, he is?
He's very much married to a wonderful woman, apparently. Yep.
Well, who has her own problems. But the thing, I tend to agree with you with respect to Mr. Wiener, and that's a separate series of issues. That goes to judgment and whether or not he has the judgment to lead. And like you, I tend to agree that this has probably humbled him, and it's going to make him think twice about what he does. With respect to the internet, but folks who are married, folks who don't seem to be able, and it's one of the things that aggravates me, even with the divorce rate so high, I think perhaps as a society we make getting married too easy, and we don't make the whole issue of marriage a little bit more difficult.
Okay, Mark, you've come around a couple of times. I appreciate it very much. We want to get everybody else in. So thank you. I did not pass comment on your earlier view, which, as you know, I don't agree with because, you know, I truly think that we're all human beings, as the last lady said. But you know, you're entitled to your thoughts. Believe me, you are. And I'm glad you called. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. We will be right back. So if your name is April or Linda or Jerry, stay right there.
Support for WAMC comes from Buttermilk Falls Inn, Milton, a 75-acre Hudson Riverfront estate with lodging, a farm-to-table restaurant, an organic kitchen garden, orchard, and spa. Booking day, evening, weekends, and events, buttermilkfallsinn.com. Maria College Albany, offering RN Baccalaureate Completion Program, Associate Degrees and Professional Certificate Programs, day, evenings, weekends, and online classes. Aspire, achieve, become, mariacollege.edu. Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, presenting Joan Baez and the Indigo Girls, performing on the Pavilion Stage, Saturday, June 22nd at 8 p.m., bethelwoodscenter.org. Cafe Capriccio, offering Tuscan Italian cuisine since 1982, with holiday travel tours to Tuscany, including organic vineyards in Chianti, locations in Albany and Saratoga, cafecapriccio.com. And Molly Cantor Pottery Studio and Gallery, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts, featuring pottery with images of plants, animals, and New England life, offering clay classes and gift certificates, mollycantor.com.
And we're back. Good music, good music. Let's go to April in Hyde Park. April, you're on.
Hi, Alan. How are you doing?
Hi.
I was calling in because my point is pretty simple. I think we have two choices here. We can either decide that we've never had a good politician because we can't say that any politician that we've ever had has ever been infallible, or we can say that we're just going to accept that infallible people can make good leaders.
I think that's a good point. I think it's a good point.
The only problem that I have with certain, like Spitzer, for instance, is the hypocrisy. You know, I mean, who can say that they've ever, like you were saying, everyone's done stupid things. But when you have someone who makes a career out of persecuting, or not persecuting, but chasing down a prostitution thing, and then you go and chase down prostitutes yourself, that's the problem, the hypocrisy. But in terms of just being infallible, there are no infallible politicians. So we've either never had a good politician or being infallible is part of being a human being.
I don't know. Most of the presidents, of course, are cheaters. Jack Kennedy, I think, was probably won the prize. And his picture is up in an awful lot of households. Harry Truman, I don't think Harry Truman could be faulted for cheating on Bess. I've read a lot about Truman. But April, he did drop an A-bomb. you get the point. Yeah. April.
You know, if you make a career out of, for instance, being a very pro-family and then try to chase down male prostitutes in the bathroom, I mean, that's a real problem. But if you just have a problem, if you just happen to like men and you're a politician, it's a different issue, you know?
I suppose. April, it's a wonderful call. Thank you, dear.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, bye. Let's go to Linda in Queensbury. Linda in Queensbury, you're on. That opened up one free phone, 1-800-348-2551. Linda, you're on.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I'm with the people that say we are not the sum total of our mistakes. We're the sum total of our lives. And the fact that Wiener was cursed with a name like Wiener to begin with.
Oh, my God.
I know. But, I mean, how could you go through life with a straight face with a name like that? And especially in this country and the slang we have.
Well, so, you know, but if you're the editor or the publisher of the of the New York POST or the Daily News, and every day one bad pun after another, it's hell. That's what it is.
It is.
Go ahead.
And you know, I think we have. I think we are a country of really too judgmental. We judge. Who's perfect? Who in this country has ever been perfect? You know, and the example I gave my kids growing up was when we were in grade school, we learned that George Washington admitted to cutting down the cherry tree.
Right.
When we were in high school, we learned that George Washington had false teeth and maybe slept with some of his slaves. And then when we were in college, we learned that he probably died of syphilis.
So, well, that one I have never heard.
Because he slept with so many of his slaves, because he was sleeping around so much.
Well, that one I didn't hear. I certainly know about Jefferson and his slaves and sexual.
Yeah, and so, you know, the thing is, I think we get brainwashed into like a perfectionist thinking in elementary school, and then they just notch it up a little in high school, and we don't really get an idea of what people are truly about until we're growing up. And I'm not saying we have to go and tell kindergarten kids that George Washington slept with every woman on the slave or that was on his plantation, but I think if we start coloring things a little more realistically than we do, then this culture shock of we're growing up and this person's doing what? Oh, my God, that can't happen. Well, yeah, Ken, it's been happening ever since you were in grade school.
Well,
you know,
no,
I mean?
It's been happening, as Arlo sang once, ever since the first guys came out of the slime.
Amen. You know, it's like, get real, people. Get real. Who can do the best job and who has an excellent track record of doing good things for his community or for his, you know, family and everything? It doesn't, that one mistake, I'm coming around the second time, I know.
Yeah, but second time.
One mistake isn't the sum total of who we are.
Linda, you're terrific. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye. Let's go to Jerry in Red Hook. Jerry in Red Hook, you're on.
Hi. I agree with your previous callers, and I just want to add, after 40 years in Washington, there's not one saint down there. And that we somehow smugly sit back and think that that's what we should have in a public figure.
You spent 40 years in Washington?
I did. Well, I have many to tell. But
were politicians hitting on you?
Oh, all the time.
What did you tell them?
You're a married man. Go away. The person to judge them is their spouse. And, you know,
yes,
if they're molest women or little boys or do whatever they do, that has nothing to do with what they are as a politician. If you like a politician's politics, which I gather is the reason Wiener is gaining in the polls, he was a firebrand, and all the current Democrats in office seem to be a bunch of wimps, and so maybe we need him.
Well, you know, he didn't sleep with anybody that we know of. What he did was to send his picture around and then lie about it. The lying got me, frankly, more than the other thing. But
absolutely.
Hey,
probably stupid. But does that make him a stupid politician?
Yeah.
Just a stupid man. He's not a saint. If his wife is okay with it, then we should just put it on the back burner and see what he's going to do in office.
Jerry, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. I really wonder why he's coming up so fast in the polls. That is so interesting.
Is indeed. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jerry. Okay, let's go to Joe in Utica. Joe in Utica, you're on.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Just the point is, it's stuff like this been going on since the dawn of politics. It's
right.
Just with the media of today, as soon as something happened, everybody knows about it.
Right, and the point is, Joe, of course, no octogenarian publisher of any certain newspaper who's been divorced a couple of times ever got involved himself in any of this stuff, which is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you mentioned JFK. I mean,
yeah,
you know, him alone, he did so many things behind closed doors. J. Edgar Hoover, rumored to be, with strong evidence, that he was homosexual, but yet he went tried to persecute homosexuals. I mean, it's since politics, the Roman era, all this stuff has always gone on, and what your caller said previously. I mean, not that I'm condoning it, it's just, if the person is smart, and case in point, Bill Clinton, who I did not like at all, but he's a smart guy.
So let me ask you the question I asked the lady earlier. I hope you don't get mad at me. Have you ever done anything you wouldn't want to see in the New York Times?
Of course.
Right. Okay.
Of course.
So see, when you said, not that I'm condoning it.
Not condoning it.
Yeah, that was interesting. Okay. Hey, Joe, you're terrific. And thank you. Do you have something else to say? Go ahead.
No, okay. That's good.
Thanks for calling, Joe. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Jamie in Ellenville. Jamie in Ellenville, you're on.
How you doing, Alan?
Hey.
You know, it's funny. You know, we could sit here and say, like, you know, we shouldn't judge somebody what we are capable of, you know, under the right circumstances, and that's pretty much anything. And, you know, we could talk about, like, the oddity and the fact that, like, we could accept somebody having an adulterous relationship, which hurts the person you're married to, more than we could accept Mr. Wiener putting his junk, you know, for everybody to see.
Sure.
You know, that may be just an element of the fact that it's so new as a technology and things that, you know, we're just not used to it yet.
But don't you think, when you name that, Jamie, don't you think, though, that there are marriages and there are marriages? Different people have different
absolutely,
needs.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and the question isn't out about whether, you know, we all done something that we wouldn't want to see in the New York Times. The question is really, why is it that we have so much of our lives that, you know, we wouldn't want to see it in the New York Times, that we would feel, like, wronged if it was exposed, that so much of what we do is in hiding?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Why should we care what's in the New York Times? Like, why can't we lead our lives that are actually, you know, exposed-wise in line with what they actually are? You know, Mr. Wiener could just say, yeah, that was my junk. I had a bad night, you know? I was in a mood that was kind of silly, and I made a stupid mistake, you know? And leave it at that, and no, not be fodage for the Post.
So, Jamie, why are we so obsessed with this stuff?
Because we lead our lives in ways that have nothing to do, we hold standards on our lives that have nothing to do with the reality of our lives. And the problem of Mr. Wiener becoming mayor of New York City, which is a power, it's a power of authority, not a representative like in Congress, is that we don't know what else people will have that they can use against him to get what they want.
But that's true of all of them.
I agree, and that's the problem is that they can't expose themselves. Now, like, I understand adultery in Washington, D.C., because they no longer get to go home. They spend 20, 30 years away from the person they're married to.
Sometimes.
What do I expect of them?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
You know, they used to spend just a small part of their lives there. Now they live there.
Well, power is the great aphrodisiac, you know what I mean?
It is. It makes people do things and think that they don't. And that's the problem is we have these two systems. You know, we have the system that we actually live by, what we all do behind closed doors. And then we have this set of rules that have nothing to do with it. How do you even law enforcement and everything? Like, you know, they have to apply rules to people that have nothing to do with their lives.
Jamie, you make great sense. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, Alan.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
1-800-348-2551. Two big free phones. Ready for you, 1-800-348-2551. Okay, Arup in Del Mar, you're on.
Hey, Alan, how are you doing?
Good.
So here's my thing. You know, if you compare us to Europe, you know, this stuff happens in Europe all the time.
Yep.
Doesn't make the news, no one cares. Because I think they've sort of accepted that, hey, as long as your fiscal policy, your foreign policy, that's the stuff that I've elected you for. What you do in the bedroom, I don't care. And, you know, here we cling to this kind of this dichotomous puritanical view where, you know, we have, on the one hand, the media portrays this incredible sexual revolution where everyone's having sex all the time on all the TV shows and movies.
Yeah,
and
look in the New York Times magazine some weekend and see what you see.
It's a joke. But then you look at all of our politicians, especially, not to say the right, but, you know, everything's about family values and this and that and the other. And then people on the left and the right, when they show themselves to be human, all of a sudden everyone's all up in arms. So it's amazing that this is an election issue, that it's, you know, that family values is thumped on the election trail.
Yeah, but what causes it? That's what I'm trying to get here. What causes this?
I think, as one of the prior callers pointed out, it's just this puritanical grasp onto this society that we somehow have idealized that we're not.
Well, but why us and not the French?
Hey, look, they've got better wine, they've got better cheese. I don't know.
Okay, you make a point. Thanks an awful lot. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot, Al. Take care.
They got better wine, they got better cheese, and they got better whatever. Let's go to, is it Evan? Evan in Albany. Okay, is it Evan?
Hello?
Hello, who are you?
It's Yvonne.
Yvonne, I'm so sorry.
That's okay, it's a good show. I only have what I hope is a quick comment.
Okay.
Why don't we just elect female politicians?
You think females never cheat?
You don't hear.
I can name two state senators who I know damn well are doing it.
You might be better at it.
Yeah. Okay. Go
at
ahead.
Keeping things private, you know, and just getting the job done without these distractions.
Uh-huh.
And in my opinion, with someone like, the mayor of New York City it's very powerful. And as some callers were mentioning, it is huge. And someone like Anthony Weiner has a huge ego, and to be emailing him pictures of himself. So I don't know.
Maybe the opposite of a huge ego.
But I personally feel that's a lack of character and control over oneself.
Okay,
fair enough.
So
he might be isolating himself to think that he can get away with stuff like that. A lot of politicians don't live a regular life like we do. They're quite isolated.
Well, as a psychologist say, that they compartmentalize. You know, what they're doing over there doesn't count over here, and all the rest like that.
Yeah, it doesn't apply to. You know, people like us who pay taxes and work and try to support families, and their lives are different. So
I don't know about that.
Yeah, we have to vote for them. So,
you know, I don't know that you're right about that. I mean, I think an awful lot of people do an awful lot of things that at least, you know, once in their life or twice in their life
Yeah, but not a lot of people want to broadcast that over an internet.
No, that's true.
Some people who don't have self-control may do that, or don't have an idea of reality of like what.
Well, you may be right.
What you're doing,
you may be right.
That's supposed to be intelligent enough to run run a organization or run government.
Yeah.
Should have enough intelligence to know that.
Well, yes, but are you saying? Am I hearing you say? The unbelievable that, you know, if they want to cheat, that's one thing, but they want to send out pictures of their junk on the internet, that's really stupid.
I think it shows cheating is a lack of control and judgment, and it could be a lot of other factors that are personal, but to broadcast it on the internet is another step. I think it's a step beyond, like what Bill Clinton, people have mentioned, what he did with Monica Lewinsky, was between two adults, and it wasn't broadcasted. You know what I'm saying? He didn't email his friends pictures.
Mm.
But I'm not sure. Maybe there are pictures out there.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Well, terrific call, and thank you so much for making it. Appreciate
it. Oh, I love this show.
You're a very
fabulous
bright lady. You really are.
And I'm going to go to that lockbox, whatever it is.
Oh, cool. WAMC.org, and just put a little something in. That's great. Thanks, dear.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
And let's go to Linda from Schenectady. Linda from Schenectady, you're on.
Hi, Dr. Chartok. I just wanted to make a comment about a prior caller who was equating breaking your marriage vows to breaking your vow to uphold the Constitution. I really don't think that they're equivalent at all. Not that they shouldn't be upheld, but your marriage vows, it's a very emotional relationship you have with someone. It can be very fraught emotionally, and upholding the Constitution would seem to be, not that you don't need morals, but it would seem to me much more an intellectual exercise, whereas I don't think marriage is solely an intellectual exercise. So to say that someone who breaks their marriage oath is automatically going to, or automatically more inclined to break an oath of office, I don't think they're equivalent in any way, shape, or form.
Linda, you make a very interesting point because, you know, if you break one oath, if in fact you don't follow your oath on the Constitution, I'm sure I'll get 42 calls saying I'm wrong about this, but I think it's potentially impeachable.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, there's nothing against the law for having extramarital sex.
Exactly. And I just don't think that they are equivalent thoughts or equivalent actions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not to condone either one, but I just think the caller who said that a person who strays once or twice or however many times from their marriage vow cannot be trusted in office, I don't think you can equate the two, and that really was my only point.
Well, I think Jack Kennedy is a pretty good president. And we now know he was shuffling. He was hiding them behind the potted palms when the other one left.
So, exactly. So, you know, if you can't make the equivalent there, I don't think you can. I don't think you can make it anywhere.
Can you blame him? He said to somebody, which was published in one of the books, "If I don't have sex every day, I get a headache." So,
well, he might have been overstating his case a little bit.
He might have. Linda, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take a seven-second break. We'll be right back. So if your name is Eric or Larry or Frank or Brace, stay right there.
Support for WAMC comes from Mount St. Mary College, Newburgh, offering a new RN to Bachelor of Science in Nursing program for working nurses delivered in an online format, msmc.edu. Don Muller Gallery, Northampton, Massachusetts, specializing in jewelry, custom designs, handcrafted glass, and gifts by American artists since 1978. Facebook and donmullergallery.com. Lori Stilwell, CPA, PC, providing tax and accounting services for businesses and their owners in Saratoga Springs and beyond. StilwellCPA.com. Four Seasons Natural Food Store and Cafe, Saratoga Springs, New York. Locally owned and operated since 1988, open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week, FourSeasonsNaturalFoods.com. And Identity Eyewear, Albany, customized eyewear fittings, European frame lines, and more. Identity Eyewear, it's what sets you apart. EYEDENTITY Eyewear.net.
Alan. Oh, we're back. I was off in space thinking about things, and in the meantime, Patrick Donders crept into the room, and if he hadn't come in and said, "Alan, you're on," well, I'd still be sleeping. Over to you, Patrick.
It wasn't sleeping as much as just deep in thought.
I was deep in thought.
Yes. Steve on Facebook writes, "I'm appalled at the arrogance of politicians like Anthony Weiner, who even while they are falling from grace and speaking all the correct mea culpas to the public, are shamelessly engineering their return to power. Like many others in this country, I believe in redemption and would certainly applaud Mr. Weiner's attempts at atonement if he would reinvent himself in any other field other than politics." And Tommy on Facebook says, "I care more about the corporations the politicians are metaphorically in bed with."
Whoa.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let's go to Eric in Plattsburgh. Eric, you're on.
Doctor, I just want to say your intellect is brilliant and staggering. I just have a brief comment, which is, I can't logically say why, but I just think that a nonviolent sexual peccadillo does not merit the sort of hate and discontent that are being heaped upon Anthony Weiner. I'm not a big Anthony Weiner fan. I thought he was a bit of a showboat. But when it comes to Elliot Spitzer, I will say that that we have lost the benefit of having this man in politics is criminal.
I agree with you.
I mean, they're both hyper intelligent people, and now that I see more about what Anthony Weiner was all about, he was one of the good ones, and I just can't rise to the.
Eric, I want to ask you something. What seems so incredible to me here is that he is rising in the polls.
I think
there does seem to be an ability on the part of the electorate to make that distinction you've been talking about.
Well, I think also many of the callers that you had this afternoon have said the same thing. And
sure.
Who of us can throw the first stone? And as far as infidelity for adults, and as you have correctly pointed out, there's a lot of divorce. I think a lot of us have been there, and we can forgive. The thing that, you know, we have a prominent congressman who said, on the record, that the founding fathers worked tirelessly to end slavery. We have another one that actually questioned the Navy and said, if you send so many planes to Guam, I'm afraid the island is going to tip over, and he was absolutely serious. We have other people in Congress and in the Senate both. Don't believe the scientific evidence of climate change. They say it's all a hoax.
Okay, and you're relating that, Eric, to infidelity.
What I'm relating that to is I think ignorance in leadership is a much greater crime than...
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
A bit of an indiscretion, which we all have been party to it.
I am with you. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Larry. And, oh, we got two free phones now, 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Larry in Suffield, Connecticut. Okay, Larry, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Oh,
Lori.
It's actually Lori.
I'm sorry, Lori.
Lori. That's okay. I just actually wanted to respond to one of the other callers. She called in and she was sort of making an analogy between the situation with Wiener and how society sees that and how we're teaching our kids in school about things. She made a comment about Jefferson sleeping around essentially with all of his slaves and
actually,
syphilis.
First she said it about Washington, which is something I wasn't familiar with. Well, Jefferson, we know is true.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to get into that, but yes, that's right. But what I wanted to say about that is just, I guess I'm just really, I don't understand where she's coming from with that, because first of all, I wouldn't equate, you know, I mean, it's rape is what it is. Let's call it what it is. It's not him sleeping around with his slaves. He's essentially had the power of God with as far as being a slave owner. And so I don't know that I just wanted to point that out and just didn't know how appropriate that was to be saying that these are even equal. What's that?
It's perfectly appropriate for you to say it, if that's what you meant. Sure. Well, look, nobody's ever equal. What, the guy in the corporation is the president of the corporation who's hitting on the 22-year-old secretary? That's equal? Come on. You know, I mean, well, it's not the subject for today, but it should be soon, I think.
So, right. Well, I just wanted to, you know.
Well, Lori, I'm glad
there was no critique of it. I was surprised that you didn't critique that.
Well, you know, my job isn't to argue with everybody. My job is to listen. Thanks, Lori. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go to Frank in Albany. Frank, you're on.
Hey,
yeah.
Dr. Shartok.
Yeah.
You know, if we had the same level of quality that we find in our toilet paper and consumer products, we wouldn't have this discussion. We allow these characters to run for office. They're degenerates. And, I mean, if the guy went to India and worked for 3 years with the poor and then came back, then I would say maybe.
Yeah,
but these are narcissistic.
And you're throwing, hey, Frank, you're throwing the first stone?
What's that?
You are personally throwing the first stone.
Well, no, I'm just saying, why would you vote for characters like Clinton, who, when he was running for president, ran back to Arkansas so he can be tough on crime and execute a mentally retarded man, all right? Or Ronald Reagan, who was eating grapes on TV because he called the farm strikers immoral people because they were boycotting grapes. Why do we allow these characters to run for office?
Answer your own question. How come?
Because we do not have the same level of quality assurance that we have in consumer products, that we have in our politicians. We let these sleazeballs come to power. Look at Spitzer, a billionaire sleeping around with people that could be his daughter. I mean, they're degenerates. That's the only thing you could think of.
Well,
I mean,
if
they want to be degenerates, fine, but don't run for public office. Go find something else.
Well, while I don't agree with you, I certainly respect your right to say it, Frank. Thank you for your call.
Okay,
appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Let's go to Bruce or Brace in Ulster. Is it Brace?
No, it's Brace Yourself. It's Bruce.
Bruce, okay, I will.
Yeah. Actually, I would love to see you do an interview or hear you do an interview with Wiener. And then you could ask him why he thinks he's rising in the polls, see what he's got to say about himself, and also ask him about Spitzer. Ever since caveman, cavewoman days,
yep.
You know, people in power, if they want to sleep with somebody, you know, they go for it. And that does not mean that they can't do whatever job that they have adequately. And I agree, you know, with you and the previous caller and some others, you know, we need to get Spitzer back in there. And the only reason he isn't back in there is because he was cleaning up on Wall Street.
Oh,
and they don't want to let him back in.
Of that there is no doubt. If you've if you've never gotten the film or seen the film Client Number 9, you should. because, boy, he participated in that, and he did a very good job. But they had all these guys saying, we got him, you know. I mean, it's just disgusting. Your point is well taken. Bruce, thank you, and we've braced
ourselves. Can you do an interview with Wiener?
We'll try. We'll try.
And then ask him, you know, about Spitzer, getting Spitzer back in, maybe see what he's got to say.
Okay, man. Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Rick in Kinderhook. Okay, Rick, you're on.
Yes. This guy's polls are going up. Is that what I'm told?
I hope you're not going to make a bad joke, but yes.
Well, I think everyone should, it should be a curriculum that everyone should see the movie Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm.
And it would explain a lot about what's going on.
Well, give me the central thesis, because I haven't seen it.
Everything just going down the tubes. Politics, everything. It's a great movie. It's an educational piece. Everyone should rent it and see it. It's called Idiocracy.
Okay, Rick, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Okay, let's go. We have two free phones. Let's go to 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to Doug in Albany. Doug, you're on.
Yes, hi. I'm calling. The reason that Wiener is going up in the polls is because this guy is a master politician. This guy was a progressive way before progressives were very popular. He's been committed to the progressive cause. Mm-hmm. He's been quite successful as a politician.
And you think that's what people can judge that for themselves? In other words,
yeah, on the policy side. But I'm not condoning what he did. But I'm saying the reason that he's popular is because he's an excellent politician and he delivers. And if you look at what he's done since he's been out of Congress, he started green businesses and started making money off of green businesses. So the guy's committed, you know, progressive causes, whether he's in government, whether he's outside of government. So I think he's really true to the cause of left-wing and progressive causes.
Well, what did you think of the governor taking that wild slap at him the other day and saying, you know, we'd have to have our heads examined or something like that?
Well, we'd have to have a long talk about the governor and his policies as far as whether or not they're progressive and, you know.
You think that's what it's about? You think he's after him because he is progressive and the governor isn't?
That's correct. I think that has something to do with it, that, you know, you're not going to see you know, we'll not see any of those business-friendly policies out of Wiener, I think, that you'll see out of the governor that we have here.
Hey, Doug, thank you for your call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great week.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye. Let's go to Lee in Ulster. Lee in Ulster, you're on.
Hey, Alan.
Hey.
I think that Cuomo's got his eye on the horizon and wants to look acceptably chagrined at his behavior.
Right.
You know?
But do you think that anybody should look? I wrote a column basically saying, go for it, Andrew. The fact that you're living with a woman who is not your wife is a good thing. I believe that. I think everybody has to make their own decisions. And I'm glad you did it because it sets the stage for a lot of people. But there are people in the church who have said, you know, you're living in sin and all the rest of it. So all I'm saying is people in glass houses. You know what I mean?
What I say is that politics should not be a place for people to impose their religious beliefs on other people.
Right.
And, you know, it's a very difficult line because they immediately set their hair on fire and start running around screaming about morality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, adult behavior is adult behavior. If it doesn't interfere with doing your job, I am not a fan of the you know, beating around the head, the public flagellation for, you know, immoral behavior. I think it's ridiculous.
Lee, we love you for calling. Thank you so much. Appreciate
Goodbye.
It. Yeah. Let's go to Rhonda in Canaan, New York. Okay, Rhonda, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Rhonda.
I just wanted to make one point that you sort of made it, but no one else has really made it. And that point is that what people do behind closed doors is their own business. But lying about it to the public is where I lose trust. And I did that with Clinton. I did it with, not that I had anything to do with Sanford, but the way that he led the public along and the crazy story about hiking on the Adirondack Trail and all of that. And then Wiener telling us all that he was innocent and me personally buying into, you know, his assertion that it was a setup by the right, I would have trouble trusting the guy again.
Rhonda, so, points taken. I'm trying to get everybody in, and I appreciate your call very much. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Yeah,
bye. Okay, let's go to Billiam in New Paltz. Okay, Billiam.
Hi, Alan. Great show. You know, most politicians are not unlike most people. Over 50% of the married couples out there get divorced. People are people, whether you're a politician or not. The difference between politicians and your average citizen Joe is that no newspaper is going to talk about Joe next door. You know, this is about politicians. They want to get someone. So So it's just human nature. A lot of people cheat. A lot of people play around. And that's it. Nothing more to it.
Yeah, well, you make an interesting point, but still, the American people's penchant for this kind of titillation is unbelievable. I mean, as somebody pointed out before, in France, both the widow and the wife came to the Mitterrand funeral and stood next to each other. I mean, this is crazy. That's all I got to say about it.
It is crazy. They're good people, and people make mistakes. Whether you're a reverend, a priest. Some people make mistakes, and it doesn't mean that we have to crucify them.
Thank you, Billiam. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Rebecca in Kinderhook. Rebecca.
Hi. Well, you seem to have a really biased view yourself. It's interesting to me. I think a lot of the public's reaction comes from religious-based thought. Mm-hmm. And I guess I think if politicians are smart enough to be in office, they ought to be smart enough to, if they're going to be doing stuff, they should do it in a way where they don't get caught. I don't agree with the fact that, well, men have been sleeping with women since the cave days.
And by the way, and women with men, Rebecca.
Well, I just don't, I mean, maybe they have and maybe they haven't, but
Have you read your Bible lately? Yeah, go ahead.
I think if you're married, you should be monogamous. That's what I think. And if you're not, and if you're a politician, I think you ought to be smart enough to keep your—I don't know what to say—to do it behind closed doors. I don't want my public officials lying to me, and I don't particularly want to know about their sex lives.
Okay, Rebecca, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Bye. All right, let's go to Joan in Randall, New York. Joan in Randall, go ahead.
Hi, Alan. What I find so amazing about this is, I suppose it's not surprising that everybody focuses on Wiener and the tweets, but they miss the point that Wiener was a pretty mediocre congressman. He was a self-promoter. He never really got any major legislation passed while he was in Congress, and he has every right to run. He's not a convicted felon, but, you know, I hope people won't vote for him because he's just not as accomplished as some of the other candidates.
Who do you like more?
I'm torn between de Blasio and Lou.
Mm-hmm. And who's the second one?
John Lou.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, he doesn't have a chance.
No, not a chance. And he's been hanging around with some interesting people, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, he has good positions on criminal justice, and that's what I've found interesting about him. But I guess of viable candidates, I'd have to say de Blasio.
Yeah.
But it surprises me about Wiener because everybody says, oh, this is this great public servant who was, you know, shouldn't be pushed out of office. He wasn't. He was just okay. And, you know, he should be looked at his full record, not just his tweets, but...
We already had one call, Joan, who said he was a very progressive and forward-looking congressman. So, you know, in the eye of the beholder, if you're following me.
Well, yeah. I guess.
Hey, Joan, I got to let you go. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
Okay,
bye-bye.
And we'll go to Nina in Hoosie. Nina,
hey.
You're on.
Oh, anybody religious right? In other words, I think that the focus on this should switch to or be inclusive of the fact that the religious right is very powerful in this country, and they have a vested interest in prying into people's morals and pursuing their own agendas at the same time.
Sounds like a very interesting point.
Yeah.
I thank
you. Well, that's what I had to say about that, because I know we're running out of time, so thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, yep. Let's go. Anne in Ulster. Okay, Anne, it's got to be real short. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alan. I wonder why people would think that Wiener and Mr. Spitzer should be forgiven, and people like Mr. Lopez, I'm just taking the latest name that came to mind, who has been accused by people you don't even know.
Yep.
You know, why they aren't forgiven.
Okay, well, listen, Nina, you can, Anne, you can always call, but not now. We're done. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, we're out of time. I want to thank everyone who called in. Apologize to those we have left on the line, like Liam from Saugerties. Support for the Vox Pop comes from Skidmore College Master's Program, offering individualized graduate studies in a wide range of interdisciplinary fields. Masters at skidmore.edu. Rhinebeck Artist Shops, Rhinebeck and New Paltz, providing professional picture framing, fine art materials, and now open the Atwater Art Gallery in Rhinebeck. Atwatergallery.com. The New York Electric Motor Service, Glens Falls, New York, specializing in electrical and mechanical apparatus sales and service. A subsidiary of Applied Dynamics, New York Electric Motor Service.com, and the Healthy Living Market and Cafe, working to support local agriculture with organic products, community outreach, and jobs. Open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. HealthyLivingMarket.com. Thanks again, everybody, for joining us on the Vox Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at WAMC.org/Vox Pop. Our engineer has been Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by a whole bunch of people. Bruce Herbach, our producer's Patrick Donges. I'm Alan Chartok. And remember the lockbox. For goodness sake, we can't do it without you. You know that's true. I'm here to tell you, it's true. We can't do it unless everybody does something. We have hundreds of thousands of people who listen. If everybody did it right now, mark yourself to the computer at WAMC.org and say, okay, Alan, I agree with you. You may have said something 20 years ago I don't like, but here's my $10 or here's my $100. 1-800-348-2551 is the number if you want to call. And stay tuned now for a news update.